Dave, last week was another good week for stocks, but unfortunately, NBS prices went down a little bit. For the week, Dow rose 300 points, so another good week. NBS prices fell 25 basis points. Some of the rise in the stock market was related to talk from China about adding more stimulus to their economy. This is move in reaction to the negative effect on the economy of the coronavirus. And the talk of more stimulus was liked by investors around the world, including U.S. stock investors. The economic data that came out last week was generally pretty close to expectations. Job openings from the JOLTS report was one exception. Job openings fell to 4.6 million in December when it was expected to hold steady at 6.8 million. The job openings number was 6.4 million. So this is the lowest level it's been in a few years, so slight drop in the job openings number. Important economic data came out during the week, and it included inflation, core CPI inflation, retail sales, and industrial production, and all of them matched expectations, so they weren't market movers. Consumer sentiment did rise in February a little more than expected, so it was good to see that. Fed Chairman Powell provided testimony to Congress over Tuesday and Wednesday of last week. This was his semiannual testimony about the economy, and he really provided no new information, so it, too, had little effect on the markets. Looking at the week ahead, Dave, we've got not a lot on the calendar. What is on the calendar, though, is mostly housing-related, so our listeners will be interested. Home Builder Confidence comes out on Tuesday. Housing starts in February, will be announced on Wednesday. And then closings on sales of previously owned homes in January will be announced on Friday. As has been the case each of the last several weeks, the fluctuations in the status of the coronavirus will again likely impact the market. So need to be paying attention. That's it for me, Dave. Thanks so much.